One place where there's an effort to go greener is in Anchorage. The administration of Mayor Ethan Berkowitz is moving forward on a new climate action plan and simultaneously pursuing measures to reduce the city's carbon emissions. The move comes at a time when cities and states are clashing with federal environmental policies and developing their own climate initiatives. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes wanted to find out how much a city like Anchorage can actually do to curb carbon emissions.
They got it. Let me see. Here you go.
Rafael Contreras is in the cab of his garbage truck, toggling a joystick to carefully pinch and lift a recycling bin with a massive hydraulic arm. Originally from the Dominican Republic, Contreras came to Alaska after a career playing professional baseball, but for the last 13 years, he's been driving garbage trucks, seeing and smelling a curious side of the city.
Oh yeah, some people, they throw, like, summertime, they like to throw a lot of fish, carcass. I was very smelly.
The city-run garbage and recycling programs use a lot of energy, mostly in the form of fuel for the hulking 22-ton trucks that crawl up city streets and alleys. Contreras' truck gets, on average, just 2.5 miles to the gallon, which is pretty bad, unless you're Shayna Kilcoyne and your job is finding ways for municipal utilities to save money and energy.
One of the things that we're doing is looking at ways that we can electrify our fleet and save energy and save money for the municipality.
If you're a city like Anchorage, there's only so many resources you control that touch on energy issues. But one of the big ones is the fleet of cars, trucks, buses, snowplows, and yes, lumbering red garbage trucks. There's also road infrastructure more broadly, particularly since the sprawling municipality is such a car-centric city.
This is actually a big priority because over 50% of our emissions are coming from transportation in the city of Anchorage.
Kilcoyne's job is to turn energy-related measures from policy proposals into practice. That means developing a lot of big-picture ideas on stuff like city planning, food systems, and renewable energy, and then finding practical ways to implement them. And this isn't always flashy. For example, a pilot program this winter is experimenting with electric trash trucks. The city is already testing eerily quiet electric buses. And so far, Kilcoyne says Anchorage has upgraded 4,000 street lamps, changing the old high-pressure sodium lights to efficient new LEDs.
This is not a feel-good measure. LED lights use just a fraction of the energy that our regular incandescent bulbs or even CFLs use. And so it does make a big difference on a facility. We're seeing 40 to 50% savings on lighting upgrades.
But those 4,000 replaced represent only 1/10 of all the streetlights in town. Still, Kilcoyne and the administration argue this isn't just about environmental protection. It's also good long-term fiscal policy. More efficient lights mean less energy is used, but also less money spent on labor to replace them. But there's only so much a local government can control, and it's not like the municipality is even close to the largest energy customer by any means. Its share of the total energy used in Anchorage? 4%. 5% if you include streetlights. And a clock is ticking. The climate's changing so rapidly that Kevin Kennedy, a senior fellow at the World Resource Institute, insists things are too dire to be picky.
Everyone needs to step up and do what they can.
Kennedy researches how states, the federal government, and businesses can all address carbon emissions. He says each unit, whether it's a city, a region, or an office building, has assets it uniquely controls. Cities, for example, can enforce greener building standards, waste management, and public transit systems. Typically, it's states or regions that have the ability to shift away from carbon-based energy sources. Kennedy says when he worked for the state of California, people would pessimistically point out that even if the whole state went to zero emissions overnight, globally, that's only 1 or 2% of what humans are pumping into the atmosphere.
But you can say that about everything. And if everyone says, oh, I'm not going to act because I don't know that everyone else is going to act, then nothing will happen.
In Kennedy's assessment, even if the municipality of Anchorage can only affect 4 or 5% of the city's total energy usage, a sliver of the global carbon load, the move is still meaningful. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.